Team, we are back. We are back. We are back. We are back. Episode 108 of Simply Complicated coming to you today. I am your host, Katie Ford, and I can't believe it's actually almost been a year since our last podcasting episode. I actually thought it had only been like a couple of months. That is not correct. It was the 23rd of June, 2023, and now it is March 25th. So, you know, time is a ticking, and that's okay. I am thrilled to be back in your ears. I would love to be making this more of a regular thing. Sometimes we all need a bit of a break, but as I will explain to you why I took a bit of a break, it was unintentional. I had every intention of coming back, but the head noise around what it needed to be like, how it had to look, how it had to sound, was getting really loud. And that fear of it not being perfect was pausing me in my tracks. And we don't do perfect around here, but someone else's standards can easily start to make you question your own. And sometimes that's good, sometimes that's bad. But in this case, it wasn't really working for me. So let's talk about it. And let's be about it. And without further ado, let's get into this episode. I am never not going to love that intro. It just makes me feel badass. And who doesn't need more of that in their life? It's like when we manage to go mountain bike riding. And how do you say that? Mountain biking? Like riding your bike? I don't know. Like, it feels like a whole mouthful and an unnecessary amount of words to say when we go mountain bike riding. Mountain biking. Maybe that's it. Anyway. Whenever I get muddy and like manage to, you know, get a few K's under my belt with that, I feel, probably unnecessarily so, but I feel like such a boss for the rest of the day. And the same thing with that rock music. And actually, there's a heap of songs that help evoke that element of me. It's funny, hey? Well, not really, but anyway. What I am so glad to be chatting with you today about is standards, our own and other people's, and how it's so okay for us to not meet other people's expectations and standards, just as it is, it's okay when we have our own standards and expectations and requirements and we state them and someone else may not be able to meet us there. And yes, it's uncomfortable. Yes, it's unpleasant. Yes, it brings up all of our stuff, but that is also completely okay. And that is what I want this first episode back after the hiatus to be about. It's what we choose to have these things mean about us where the rubber meets the road, right? So when it came to this podcast, last year, I was working with a beautiful producer. She was so legit and amazing and awesome. This has absolutely nothing to do with her. Like, her quality and the shows that she would put out were like chef's kiss. But my ability and my time and my equipment and my capacity and my ability to understand tech and also my solo parenting time schedule. At the time last year in Sydney, I was also working with a nonprofit organization down in Sydney a lot of the time. I was juggling all the things and it just wasn't lining up. So whenever we'd sit down to record, I couldn't get my levels right. I couldn't get my background noise right. It was all just a real big shit show. And it actually, you know, was making me question my ability. Well, hang on. No, I started questioning my ability. I started becoming really overwhelmed. And something that used to be super fun, where I would just jump on the mic whenever I had the moment and could share with you, or we could riff about something inspiring, or I could bring on really cool guests, it was then becoming something tedious, not fun, frustrating, and it was actually making me a little bit anxious. So that was not ideal. So I just sort of put it down and walked away from it. Not to mention I was also doing my counseling degree. It was a lot last year. It was a whole thing. So her standards were awesome. They just, I couldn't rise to meet them. And it got me thinking that whenever anyone shares their expectations or their standards or their boundaries on what they need to be in partnership, in relationship, in friendship, or in like a working relationship with you, we have three choices, right? We can either meet them where they are and be like, this is great, thank you for sharing with me, I can do this. We can choose not to rise up and meet their expectations. We can choose to walk away from that, or we can choose what we need to do and take it on, that we will make the changes to rise up and meet their expectations and their needs and their requirements, just like they require. I'm saying the same words over and over. You're going to have to give me a couple of episodes to get back into the swing of things. And we're also using a brand new recording platform, so I need to sort of get the feel for that. So if I'm repeating myself a little bit here, I promise the edits will get better. So that is why I put a pause on the recording of the podcast. It wasn't because I didn't want to do it. It's just because the dynamic and the situation that was being presented to me, it just wasn't feeling good. And so now I have lived almost a year of life. There has been so many things happening, which are hilarious and awesome. And I've also spoken about, if you follow me on Instagram, you might have seen that I've like mentioned a little bit, there's big projects and they're big development projects that I have been working on and managing for my family and my family's, you know, for my dad mainly, doing that for him. So that has been a whole other amazing stretchy project that I've been working on. Plus I have my amazing beautiful clients, some of which I have had for a number of years. Some new clients keep dropping in, so that has been awesome. And parenting my two amazing wildlings, because honestly I don't know what's happening. They're almost 7 and 10. So things have gotten louder, bigger, and they are just pushing each other's buttons like you would not believe. So that is the quick update, and I will share more with you as the time goes on and as we start rolling out more episodes, fingers crossed, that Katie gets her shizzle together to keep showing up and we allow ourselves to be putting things out there and not requiring them to be perfect, because honestly, that's the biggest cock block of all time. And perfection is one of those things that I know I used to go into job interviews and they'd say, like, what's your flaw? And I'd be like, oh, I'm a perfectionist, and look smug as fuck, because I'd think that's not a bad problem to have. But really, it is preventing you from putting out your art. It's preventing you from showing up. It's fancy fear, right? Perfectionism is fear in high heels, and it's just unnecessary. No one requires you to be perfect, or anyone that requires a perfect example of you or a perfect version of you, they're not actually asking for you as you are. Yes, we can have high standards. Yes, we can have amazing goals and aspirations and want to put out fantastic work in the world. But when that need for everything to look a certain way and feel a certain way and be a certain way is keeping you stuck, then it's not actually high standards. It's a wall. You're building a wall around you, and you're calling it something else, right? And so that is why it was so fine, really, now that I've had some space and I've had some distance to work out what's important to me, how I want this podcast to feel, how much time I'm willing to spend on the tech side of things. And I would much rather put an episode out here with great messaging and make it fun and get it happening than not put out anything at all, because I miss you. I miss chatting with you. I miss the conversations that we would have because of the podcast, and so be it. Now, the flip side of having standards and goals and, aspirations and things like that, and qualities that we require or that other people require from us, we also have them within our life. And it's tricky, hey? Like, it's all well and good to have these standards and expectations and requirements and boundaries and things that will make us feel comfortable, and we should have them. We absolutely should have them when it comes to taking care of ourselves, when it comes to how we want to be treated, when it comes to how we want to be in the world, who we want to surround ourselves with, how we want to show up. We should have spent some time getting clear on what's important to us, what is a good value system, what matters to us. And then it's up to us to be able to communicate that to the rest of the world. And we do that in ways with crystal clear communication. We do that in ways without being demanding or expecting or possessive or bossy or mean. Like, it's just a matter of communicating what it is that you need and what feels good for you. And then it's up to everyone else who is around us to choose whether or not they can meet us there. So that can be really confronting, and it can be really scary when you know that this is something that you require, that be it whatever it is, whether it's in a family partnership, whether it's in a working relationship, whether it's in a romantic partnership, a friendship, whatever it is, a business relationship, a colleague, so many, like any interaction. When you are brave enough to own what it is that you need and what you desire and how you wish to be treated and show up, people still have the same three options. They can acknowledge it and meet you there. They can choose to hear you and rise up and meet you there and go, yes, I'm willing to work on this. Thanks for communicating that with me. Or they may hear your requests and your boundaries and your desires or your needs, and they may choose not to meet you there. Now, when people choose not to meet you there, holy hammer, does it bring up all your shit. It lays it out bare. It's really uncomfortable. And even though you know that what you have communicated is important to you, and more often than not, us women in our lives, we're asking for the bare minimum. Like in the workplace, it's respect, it's punctuality, it's clear communication, it's whatever it is. In relationship, it's, with our friends, it's like respect, it's, compatibility, it's reciprocation. These are things that are really not big ass, but if you find yourself in a situation where you are communicating your needs and desires and what's important to you, and someone chooses not to meet you there, dang, we can go on a spiral so quickly and have it mean all the different things about us. Just like when it came to the podcast, me saying, I can't do this, this is a little too much for me. Who knows? I'm not sure what the story was, but it's quite easy. The person on the receiving end of that could have been, well, did I push too hard? Did I not do enough? Did I, was it too much? Blah, blah, blah. it's always an opportunity to self-reflect. And it's the same thing when someone is given the opportunity to enter our world or be in our world and they choose not to meet us at a level that we're comfortable with. It's really a moment of curiosity where we get to be curious. And I mean, I really hope that we all come back to a place where it's like, I didn't ask for anything unreasonable here, and that it's okay if someone chooses not to meet me where I am. It doesn't mean that my standards are wrong. It doesn't mean that my boundary is too much. It doesn't mean that I am not enough. It doesn't mean anything that's falling in that column. It simply means that you are brave enough to say, this is what I'm capable of. This is what I need. This is what I require. This is what would make me happy, comfortable, flourishing, whatever the words are. And if someone chooses not to meet you where you are and where you desire to be, that says nothing about you, your needs, your ability to show up. And in fact, it says everything instead about what they're available for, what they desire, what they're capable of, and what they too need. And if things don't align in that aspect, that is okay. So what do we do when, you know, someone else's boundary is not something that we're wishing to meet? That's going to bring up a whole heap of uncomfortable feelings. Or we have a boundary or a set of needs or requirements and someone else is not willing to meet them. It's also going to bring up a whole heap of feelings, thoughts, situations, circumstances, you name it. Please sit with that. Sit with that. Look at it. Don't react to it. Don't make any rash decisions. Allow it to be what it is. And I hope that you choose to let it be something that supports your sovereignty, that you feel brave enough and you honor the fact that you were brave enough to communicate that, and that you no longer entertain something that is so obviously not for you, and don't make it make you wrong for wanting that. If you're wondering what I mean by sit with it, I mean, don't go cut bangs. I mean, don't go dye your hair. Look, book a trip. Like, I'm always, you know, one of my impulse things to do whenever things feel uncomfortable is to flee. She's a runner, everyone. She's a runner. No, I like to also show the universe that I'm ready to rumble and that I mean business and that this is the direction that I want to take my life. Sometimes it's booking something, which, you know, is not always helpful to the bank balance. But what I mean by sit with it is simply observe, cool your jets, carry on. Some other things that are also really, really supportive in allowing your body to process whatever it is processing is take it with you, move your body, nourish your body, journal, get it out, write letters to the person that you don't send, obviously. Whenever I'm talking about writing a letter, it's more of like a releasing practice where you get it out on paper. We write the letters to people to express the things that we always wished we could say, but we do not send them. We burn them in a small but safe and always safe containable fire, or we tear it into a tiny million pieces, or we shred it, or we freeze it, or something. But it's only this letter writing, whenever we're writing it and I'm speaking about it in these cathartic instances, that letter is for you to release anything that it is that's coming up for you. We do not need closure from someone else in these instances. You will never find happiness and peace in the same place that you lost it. Closure comes from us. It comes from acceptance. It comes from a space within us where we get an understanding and an acceptance and a peace about whatever it is that you are seeking clarity around. So that's why I love using letters in these instances and journaling and writing letters to yourself or to other people that we do not send. I hope that you have really enjoyed this episode. I know it's a bit of a short one and a sweet one to get back into the groove of things while I figure out this software. If it all works, awesome. If it hasn't all worked, that's okay. We'll figure it out. But hopefully I will be back in your ears next week. If you enjoyed this episode, epic. If not, that's okay. You don't need to tell me. You really don't. I'm cool with you just not listening anymore. But if you did love it, I would be so grateful if you decided to leave a review or shoot me a message and let me know. Have an awesome, awesome afternoon or morning or whatever the rest of your day is. Thanks for being here, team.